Loving Heavenly Father, those are big words that we've sung. Big things to say. And as we bring to you, as we lay before you, our offering of money and our offering of ourselves, we would ask that you would enable us to use all that you have given to us well. To be generous with what you've given to us. To dig deep into ourselves. So that we can bring you glory in the best way we can. By being the people that you want us to be, that you've made us to be. By being ourselves to the full and living life in all its fullness. We need your help, Father, with that. Your help in identifying the things that you have given us to use, the things that you've put in us. And to help your help not to be like the person who buried his talents in the ground, or the gift receiver who was so anxious about wasting the gift that they put it away safely. Help us to be bold, to be brave for you. For if we do it with you, as Pam so clearly reminded us, we can do it. You give us the strength and the power. Heavenly Father, we remember this morning those who are not able to be with us in this place, those who are perhaps unwell. We'd ask that you would bring them blessing, that you bring them healing. We remember those who are away doing other things, and we'd ask again that you'd bless whatever they're doing and that you would bring them refreshment. We think of your world. We think of the mess that we've made of it. The things which we're so aware of, which are so wrong. And Father, even though we don't list them all now before you, we remember them. And we lift before you all of those who need your help, whether it's those who are victims of war and famine and sickness and drought, or whether it's those who are in positions of leadership who need your help to sort out a right way forward. And Father, we thank you most of all this morning for your Son, our Lord and Saviour Christ Jesus. We think of him this day, triumphant on that donkey riding into Jerusalem. But we're reminded too of the great gift that he gave to us through the sacrifice of his life on the cross, the gift to us of redemption from our sins and of life eternal. And so we pray together now using his words. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever. Amen.